Okay, tonight's discussion that we're going to have is related to the sugya of Pilegesh. This came up on Bechoras Daf Lamed Aleph. If you remember, we discussed the sugya of Yiyud. Yiyud came up where the Gemara said that the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, Bevigdo Ba, Kivan Shapiris Taliso Aleha, Shuvein Arash Re'el Mochra. Once the Adon or the Adon's son spreads their talis over the Amma Ivriya and marries them. So that was the discussion we spoke about, how to understand the word Bigdo. Is Yeshem Lamikra? Do you go by how it's read? Do you go by how it's written? That was the discussion in Bechoras Lamed Aleph. And we mentioned that Yiyud is one of those institutions that is a quasi-Ishus. And the big question is, how much is it like a regular type of Ishus and how much isn't it? And the Rambam, in one place at least, compares Yiyud to the concept of Pilegesh. So with that introduction, we get into, with that little key, we get to talk about the sugya Pilegesh, which, again, doesn't come up specifically here, but it's definitely related to the sugya of Yud. Pilegesh. It's an unclear institution in Halacha. It's a certain type of relationship that exists in Halacha, which is different than the regular process of Kiddushin and Yisuin. And the major question, besides the Lamaisa questions of the allowance of Pilegesh, is how much is this a regular Ishus with some modifications, or is it totally different than a regular Ishus? And it's totally not an Ishus, and it just looks like an Ishus. Or is it somewhere in the middle? Even the etymology of the word, Pilegesh, is food for thought to figure out exactly whether it is an Ishus or not. If you look on the Ravid right here on the first page, in Hilchas Ishus, Perek Av, Al Chadalid, quotes that Pilegesh, second wide line, Uba lehalashon darshin Pilegesh mila hafucha. They darshan it as a backwards word, umerkeves, and a two words put together, befi shagal, right? That's legesh. Legesh is backwards. Befi, that means like lifamim, sometimes shagal. What does that mean? Omedes leprakim lemishagel. Sometimes the woman is used l'mishagel for the physical relationship. Mishameshes es habayis upamim l'mishkav, and sometimes just to lie next to the husband. Even pamim zeh, different types of l'famim l'biyo, l'famim l'mishkav. That's how the Ravid translates Pilegesh. Again, very focused on the physical nature of the relationship. I didn't give it to you, but if you look in the Sifsei Chachamim, in Brachos, where Pilegesh first appears in the Torah, which we'll talk about later, at the end of Parshas Chayisara, there he quotes Achronim that says, Pilegesh is from the word plag isha. Half a woman, half a wife. Plag isha. Well, interesting, that already puts it closer to a regular case of Ishus. A third idea is the Amshal Shlomo in Maseches Yevamos, which we'll see some of this later. The Amshal Shlomo in Yevamos says Pilegesh is like, there's a Mishnah Maseches Para, which talks about a palgas. Pelamid Gimel Samach. Palgas is Yotza Michlal Keves V'lechlal Ayil Loba. Somewhere between a Keves and an Ayil. So the Yamshal Shlomo says Yotza Michlal Shivcha V'lechlal Isha Loba. It's somewhere in the middle between a Shivcha and an Isha. The Yamshal Shlomo says that the Farish in Yevamos Perek Beis Halacha Yud Aleph. So even in the word itself of Pilegesh, three ideas, what exactly is meant by Pilegesh. Okay, so what we're going to do, again, it's a very large topic, but what we're going to do is just to focus on two opinions in the Rishonim, the Shita of the Rambam, which is a major discussion in this world, and then the Shita of Rashi, and then just talk about a couple of, well, mention where Pilegesh comes up in the Torah, and then talk about a couple of the halachic ramifications where the understanding of how much Pilegesh is related to Ishus or not comes up. We're not going to do all of it, but just we'll touch on some of the issues. Okay, so let's start with the Gemara and Sanhedrin. That's where a discussion of Pilegesh must start. We'll get back to the other Rambam on the first page after. Says the Gemara, talking about David HaMelech. Vayikach David od Pilachim v'nashim Yerushalayim l'meluyei shmona asar. David had 18 wives altogether. We'll get back to that. Are the Pilachim included in the maximum 18 that a king's allowed to have? Or is there 18 wives plus Pilachim? They don't count. That's a discussion. So the Gemara asks, my Nashim and my Pilagshim, what's the difference between a wife and a Pilagesh? Nashim and Pilagshim. Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav, Nashim b'ksuba u'b'kidushin, Pilagshim b'loksuba u'b'lokidushin. According to our Gersa, which not all Rishonim seem to have, but according to our Gersa is, wives have both. They have the act of kiddushin and they have the commitment of the ksuba. That's by an isha. By a pilegesh, neither. That is our girsa. So again, that does that reflect only technically? There is no kiddushin, there's no ksuba, but the fact that the Gemara has to say that there aren't these things means that it's somewhat of an ishus, but you should know it's a different kind of ishus. Is that how we're supposed to understand the Gemara? Or is the Gemara really telling us much deeper? There's no ksuba, there's no kiddusha, this has nothing to do with each other. They're both man and woman relationships, but they have nothing to do with each other. So again, if the Gemara just says the halacha, the Gemara does not say exactly how we're supposed to understand it. But based on this Gemara, talking about David HaMelech, we have the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam on the next page in Hilchos Malachim, in Dalet Dalet, has his well-known Shita within the world of Pilagesh, and that is, yeah.
I'm sorry, if there's no Ksuba Kedushin, how basically does the whole relationship
reach? How does the relationship begin? Well, let's say it's what Klal Yisrael had before Matan Torah. Basically, just the man and the woman get together. The man takes this woman, as Miyachi, this woman to be with him, but not in a Kedushin structure. Not in a sanctified structure, just for the physical, you know, just to give a mashal, like Rashi quotes in Parshas Bereishis by Adda and Sila, like the minhag that they used to have with one latashmish and one labia, and they would keep the one latashmish because they didn't want to make her not be beautiful anymore. So therefore, just like that type of relationship, purely based on the physical elements. That's what it seems to be outside of the realm of marriage. If you look at the Rambam quotes Pilegesh specifically in Hilchos Malachim. He does not quote it in Hilchos Ishus. He does not quote it in Hilchos Yisroi B and Sefer Nashim, but Dafke here in Malachim, which already gives away his Shita. Says the Rambam in Dalet Dalet, V'chein lokeach b'chot mikol gvul Yisrael Nashim u'Pilagshim. A king is allowed to take wives and Pilagshim from whoever he wants. Like beforehand, the Rambam was talking about, he's allowed to take any worker, he's allowed to take your car, he's allowed to take a horse, anything he wants. And then he quotes, Nashim b'ksuba v'kidushin, Pilagshim b'lo ksuba b'lo kidushin. Exactly, the Gemara, the Gersa that we have is what the Rambam has. But how is it, your question, Ella b'yichud bilvad kone usa umuteraslo. With just yichud. Just miyachid, the man is miyachid, the woman for him. So that itself is the kinyan. He used the lashon of kinyan. Kone osa umuteres lo. And she becomes muteres to him. Aval, so there is no kiddushin, but there is a kinyan. Aval hahedyot aser bepilegesh. But the Rambam says that pilegesh is aser to a hedyot. This is the shitas of Rambam. Pilegesh is only muted to a king. Only to a king, but not to a hedyot. Hedyot doesn't mean pilegesh. That already is interesting. But then the Rambam has another interesting line. There is one case of a pilegesh that's mutter to a hedyot. What is that? Ela ba'am ivriya bilvad achar giyud. He calls what we got. How we got into this whole discussion. He says the context of yiyud discussed in Mishpatim, which seems to have nothing to do with pilegesh. The Rambam groups those two together. These two quasi issues, the Rambam puts together. Pilegesh and Yiyud, and that's the only one that's mutter. That's the only one that the Torah sanctions. But every other Pilegesh is usher. So then what's the difference? Right, why is Yiyud mutter then? That's a Chiddush HaTorah. But really, shouldn't it be? Pashtus, they're two different institutions. Right? This is within the world of Avdus, the Rambam has more, Hashem has more Rachmanis on the woman that he has to take care of her as if it was a wife. Pilegesh. There's no Avdus here, there's no Shifchus here, but the Rambam puts it together. Specifically, again, for the king. The Meiri and the Sanhedrin on that Gemara holds like the Rambam as well. But the Rov Rishonim, other Rishonim, don't have such a limit. The Rambam gets it from the context in Sanhedrin, but the Gemara doesn't seem to limit it. And besides the fact where did the Rambam get it from, there is a major question that we have to deal with on the Rambam. And that is, Mimanavshach, what's the Isser Lehedyot? What's the Isser Pilagash Lehedyot? And the more serious you say the Isser is, how does the Melech get out of that? The Melech is subject to all these Isserim that a Jew is subject. The Melech has more mitzvahs, or not less mitzvahs. Right? So if it's so bad that it's Usser to a Hedyot, so why would it be Mutter to a king? The more that it's innocent to Rabbanon, the more we would say that maybe for some reasons it could be Mutter to a Melech. But the second that we say it's Usser to Raisa, however we explain that, it will be a little more tricky to figure out exactly why the king would have a Heter. So there seems to be at least three possibilities in the Mefarshim, what exactly is the Isser being discussed? What's the Isser the Rambam is talking about? What's the Isser for a head? That's the first step. What's the Isser? Once we say what the Isser is, then we can talk about how the king gets over the hump of that Isser. So the first suggestion is back on the first page, the Rambam in Hilchas Isser in Hilchas Ishus. The Rambam, if you remember, Brigadier of Hilchas Ishus discusses the history of marriage. He talks about what it was like before Matan Torah, and after Matan Torah, now we have Kiddushin, and Chuppah. The Rambam says in Halacha Gimel, V'kiva chenikneis ha'isha v'nasis mekudeshes, once a woman becomes mekudeshes, afal pishlo nivala v'lo nechsel beismayla, even if she never has beef, she never has Chuppah, hariyesh ish. Kiddushin is not a halachic engagement. It's the first stage of a Jewish marriage. She's an Eishes Ish. Right? Marriage is after Kiddushin. With that background, with that backdrop of the first three halachas of Hilchas Ishus, talking about Kiddushin and Chuppah, the Rambam then says as follows. Again, Kodem Matan Torah, Aya Adam Pokia Isha Bashuk, before Matan Torah, a man will meet a woman, Imratza, who? The he? Nosin lein schara uboel usa al ema derech laholichla. Where does it come from? Yehuda, last week's parsha. There was no concept of kiddushin before Matan Torah. But that type of relation, which seems so foreign to us, if it's foreign to us, because it's usher to us. As the Rambam says, continues, vizuhi anikres kadesha. That was what kadesha was. Why was it mutter then? Not for now. But lamasa, it's usher once we're in the world of kiddushin. Misha nitna ha-Torah, ne'esra ha-kedesha. Shenemar, as it says in Kiseitze, lo siya kedesha mi-benos Yisrael, one is not allowed to be with a kedesha. What is a kedesha? What's the isser of kedesha? Isser daraisa, says the Rambam, lefichach, kol ha-boel isha, l'shem znus, below kiddushin, lokim in ha-Torah. Bebnesha boal kedesha. So the Rambam holds here that there's an Isser called an Isser Kadesha. What's an Isser Kadesha? So where do you put the emphasis on the Rambam? If you're a person who lives with a woman, L'shem Znus, below Kiddushin. So is the emphasis L'shem Znus, or is that by definition? If it's below Kiddushin, it's L'shem Znus. Right? Which is it? But either way, and this could be talking about a Pinuya even. Could be talking about a Pinuya. We're not talking about Asia's would be also Daraisa. Separately, this talking about even a unmarried, or maybe only an unmarried woman. Maybe others would get both Averis. But the Rambam here says that there's an Isra of Kadesha if one has a relationship outside of the context of Kiddushin. That is the Shita of the Rambam. Some suggest that this is, let's just read the Ravid first, and then we'll come back to the Rambam. Amar Avram says the Ravid argues on this. If you look at the Ramban on that pasuk by Kadesha, you look at the Unkelus on that pasuk by Kadesha, they give different pshatim. Maybe it's talking about a type of shivcha, other things. They have different pshatim about Kadeshas. But this is the Rambam's shita of the Isser Kadesha. Says the Ravid, Amar Avram, Ein Kadesha el mizu menes vihi mufkeres l'chaladam. Kadesha means what we would call a zona. Kadesha means a woman who is with many different men. That's a Kadesha. And it's Revizona. Aval miyachedes atzmo le'ish echad. But if a man is miyached a woman to her, it's not, he's not a great tzaddik. He's doing it, he's not fulfilling the mitzvah of Kiddushin, but ein ba lo malkus v'lo iser lav. V'hi hapilegesh haksuva. If somebody's miyached a woman, says the Ravid, and only, right, he doesn't sound like with a lot of different women. The woman's not with a lot of different men. There's a single relationship, they just don't get married. But it stays, says the Ravid, that's Pilagesh. Right, and then he quotes what we said before. So the Ravid said, the Rambam says that's the Isser Kadesha, that's the Pilagesh. Achlokas Rambam Ravid, what exactly is the Isser of Pilagesh? But there are a number of Achronim that say, maybe this is the Isser the Rambam is talking about. The Amshal Shlomo suggests this, and the others, the Rivash suggests, maybe this is the Rambam's Isser back in Hilchas Malachim, of what's the Isser on a Hedyot? The Isser of Kadesha. Isser of Kadesha. Isser Daraisa of Kadesha. That's why it's Asr to a Hedyot. The question, though, then is now, so why is it Mutter for a Melech? If it's an Isser Kadesha, so why is it Mutter for a Melech? Why is it Mutter for a Melech? So all the Achronim, all the different ways, say that a Melech has elastic authority. And look at it in the context of the Perek. If you look at the Perek for a minute, everything up until now, look at the previous Halacha. The Rambam keeps saying, lokeach, 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 right? Based on the psukim both in Shoftim and in Sefer Shmuel, when Shmuel HaNavi tells them the rights and the responsibilities of the king. V'chein lokeach, mikol ba'ali umnes kol mashu tzarach. He can take whatever he wants. V'lokeach kol behemos. He can take all the animals. He can take all the shvachas for his malacha. He can take this, he can take that. And then he uses the same verb in Halacha Dalet. V'chein lokeach, mikol gvul yisod, nashim epilakshim. The reason that it's mutter, it's because it's part of the king's elastic authority and allowance in terms of his rulership, of his shiltone. Says the Avia Ezri, says of Shach on the next page. He's going with this again. Discussion of Hedyot and Melech. V'tam achilik bin Melech leHedyot. Shaharamam kasav. Perak dal miyachas malacha malacha dalid. Melech motor pebilagesh veHedyot aser. V'im yish lav de kadesha. Madua Melech motor ba. Our question. If there's a lav of kadesha, if that's the issue we're talking about here, why is it motor for a Melech? Be'emes harambam ba'atzmo sham kasav. V'chein lokeach. Mikol v'yisol nashim pilagshim. V'chulu v'chulu. He quotes the Rambam. And then he says, Harim mefurish kasav. Shafa pilegesh kone osa hamelech. We're talking about kinyanim here. We're talking about formal legal relationships. Shezeu din hamelech hamuzkar bepasik. Sheyikach habanim v'habanos. V'zocha behem kamo shekasav Rambam. Shkol amar pashas melech melech zocheba. That you take it literally. There's a machlokas in the Gemara whether what Shmuel said to Bnei Yisrael after they asked for a king, was that a threat or was that real? So the Rambam's holding that it was real. It wasn't just a threat. So, right, meaning everything I said in Parsh Melech, Melech Zocheba, Se'im Kain, Yesh Lo Kinyin Ba'abonu Shalokeach. So the Rambam holds that just like by Yiyud, there's a Kinyin which creates a relationship between an adon and a shifcha, so to, and that's even mutter for a hedyot, so to hear. There is a kinyan that's created between the melech, because the melech is able to be kone items and even people that others cannot. Ukemosha lokeach bali umnis, v'shar dvarim shechashiv sham, v'kivet shekone osan, and once he can be kone, says the Avi Ezri beautifully, if he can create the kinyan, then that's a context. So there's no kadesha. What's the issue of Kadesha for the Rambam? Where you have a physical relationship with a woman out of a context. Just out of the blue. No context. For a regular person, for a hedyot, there's only one context. There's two contexts that could be created. How could you create a physical relationship with a woman? Either through Kiddushin and Nisuin, or through Yiyud. With a Kinyan Mevriya with Yiyud. Those are two. Where else could a hedyot man create a context? He can't. There's no other way to create a context. A melech has another way to create a context, because he's the melech. Just like he could take my property, which is stealing for anybody else in the world, but it's not stealing for the king. So to hear, he could be kone, this woman. Again, it's not kiddushin, but it's a kinyan. It's a kinyan pilagshus, you could call it. And that could only be, and that redefines what is going on here, and therefore there's no iser kadesha. The ein zu be'ilas nus. So it's not like the iser kadesha is nidche. It doesn't exist in this context. It's only out of context when it comes to a hedyot, not when it comes to a melech. V'zeo shemasak Rambam, and that's why the Rambam says, for a hedyot, a mevriya. Now we understand the parallel a little bit. Because, kemo shalom atzinu, zechiyah kazuka, a hedyot, in ishos, rak a mevriya, shaydi zechiyasa bedine maminis, same thing. I'm zoche, the adun is zoche to the woman, the girl, bedine maminis, sheba, zechulinin ishos liyada. So then, Yud can take place. So again, this is the first understanding of the Rambam. The Rambam is based on Isser Kadesha. Why is there no Isser Kadesha for a Melech? Because a Melech creates the context. And he's the only one that can create the context. Number one. The other extreme, the other way to understand it, is that maybe it's an Isser Derabanan. Maybe it's a Derabanan. Again, reading the Rambam, you don't get a specific sense. He just says, Aser Pipi Lagesh. Except by Amir Vriya, where there is no Durabanan. So as a Pilagus, so the Yad Raman, Sanhedrin, there says that the Isser of Pilakshus is Durabanan. He says, I didn't give it to you, but Shalo Yiyu Benos Yisrael Hefker. It's the Yad Rama. It's a Durabanan. So, meaning when it comes to a Melech, it's not Hefker. It's not Hefker. You're a quasi-wife of the king. But a regular person who's not married to you. So that's Hefker. So the Yad Rama says it's Hefker. So again, Mamela, once it's Durabanan, says the Yad Rama, there in Sanhedrin Chaf Aleph, it wouldn't be a problem. A. Or another possibility, the Radvaz in a tshuva in Elif Reish Sadik Vav. Again, I didn't give it to you, and I want to 16 pages were enough for one packet. The Radvaz in a tshuva writes that Gezera, by a regular Pilegish of a head yoke, she'll be embarrassed to go to the mikvah. She'll be embarrassed, she's not a real wife. She'll be Boshem Yilitbo, while a Melech, she's not Boshem, she's the Pilegish of a Melech, she's very proud. Right? The Pilegish will feel inferior. I'm going to go to the mikvah, and everybody's going to, all the women are going to see me there, I'm not even a wife. So, the Ravah says maybe it's based on a Gzeira Drabanan as well. Either way, that's a whole second idea. In the Rabbam, based on a Gzeira Drabanan, and again, there's no Gzeira Drabanan when it comes to a Melech. A third idea suggested by the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan I gave you on the next page suggests in Chavav Zayin, he talks about what exactly is a Pilegish. He calls the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. We'll get to Rashi soon. And then he says, Amnam, Zepshita, Delachal, Deasim Pilegish, Tnaik Suba, Kishlishto. We'll get back to that. Let's see where. Lufize, go to the middle of the paragraph. Lufize, first word is on the line. Mizbayer tama Rambam, she'oser pepilegesh. Why does Rambam aser pepilegesh by a hedyot? De kivan de gazra tara shelo yikach ish isha below kiddushin. Memela de pepilegesh shelashita sohi below kiddushin. Overo mitzvah saseh. It's a bittul mitzvahs kiddushin. That's a pepilegesh. It's a bittul mitzvah. You're not violating a daraisa, you're not violating a drabani. You'd be mevatel a mitzvah saseh. Mevatel a mitzvah saseh of which itself, but the Rambam l'shitaso. The Rambam holds that kiddushin is a mitzvah saseh daraisa against the rush. The Rambam holds is daraisa. L'shitaso says that this is a bittel aseh. Bittel aseh. The afil, we'll get there. I don't want to do Rashi yet because we didn't see Rashi yet. But that is the suggestion for the Rambam. If this is true then, though, so then what about Yud? So is Yid a kiyum then? Yid is allowed then. So why is Yid allowed? By a hedyot. So then maybe Yid, one has to say, is that closer to Ishus? Is that not closer to Ishus? Let's see what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Next, Sifches. Amnam, Madvedami Arambam Yid Amirila Pilegesh Yesh Lain Ma'inyin Zelazeh. What's the connection there between these two? Ame Ivriya Miyad Bekesef Miknasa. V'yomer Lahariyat Mu'resis Li Kamash Kazam Arambam. Yid seems like much closer to Ishus than Pilegish is. So the fact that you have that comparison, you either have to bring Pilegish closer to Ishus or bring Yid further away from Ishus. The Aruch HaShulchan does the latter. Even though it says Sherksus Va'ona by Yud, and even though that's the source for these Chiyuvim by a regular married woman, in the context of Yid, says the Aruch HaShulchan, it doesn't mean the regular Chiyuvim between a husband and a wife. The Aruch HaShulchan, because of what the Rambam does, says it must be that Yid is not as close to Ishus as we thought it was. Because of that comparison. V'ha'adon miyado le'ishus v'nasa etzlo ke'ein pilegesh. Yud is brought closer to a Pilegesh because of that there are no mutual commitments. Pilegesh influences Yud. But according to this, though, why is the king, again, allowed to violate the Bittul Aseh? So again, maybe one that, again, then has to say that it's not a Bittul Aseh for him because he could create that, he could do this Kenyan. Maybe this Kenyan substitutes for the regular Kenyan of Kiddushin that a Hedyot could do. But that's what you have to say for the Aruch HaShulchan, that he does not violate because it is mutter. Okay, but this is all the Shitas HaRambam, limited to, the Hefter is limited to a Melech, with the Isser of Hedyot, except for Yud. What is the Isser? Either Kadesha, or Isser Durabanan, or Bittul Aseh of Kiddush. Let's go move on now to another Shita, the Rishonim, Shitas Rashi. Rashi seems to have had a different Girsa in the Gemara, and that's what the Aruch HaShulchan that we just did previously discusses. Rashi on Chumash, the first place Pilegesh comes up in the Torah, is in Chayisara, where it talks about Avram Avinu. Pasuk tells us in Chaf Heva, Vilavnei Pilakshim Asher LaAvraham, to the children of the Pilakshim, Avram gave Matanos. Says the Rashi, ha-pilagshim, nashim b'ksuba, pilagshim below ksuba. Kidda amrina b'sanhedrin, b'nashim u'pilagshim to David. What did it say here? Nashim ev ksuba, pilagshim below ksuba. It sounds like, yes, Kiddushin. The Rashi doesn't mention anything about Kiddushin. Sounds like from Rashi that there is a type of some type of Kiddushin. He must have had that girsa in the Gemara. Right, it's hard to say that he didn't have that. Or he had a different source and he's passing like the other source against the Gemara. The Ramban cannot fathom it. The Ramban says, first of all, maybe here you could just say Pilakshin doesn't mean the halachic Pilagesh. Al derech ha-pshat, says the Ramban. Ba'avur shenemar li ki b'yitzchak yikari l'chazara, lo b'zera acher, ha-yukol nashav esla Pilakshin. Any non-iker wife is called Pilagesh. But not that it's not really a wife, suggests the Ramban. Right, kind of like that Leah is called Snua, even though she wasn't really Snua, because once there's one above her, then everything else in relative terms is Snua. So to the Ramban says, maybe that's what Pilagesh means. But then at the end, turning over, the Ramban quoting this element of Rashi, and he says, Rashi kasa anasha b'ksuba b'pilagesh b'loksuba, the ain't a dover cane. Can't be, says the Ramban. Kilo tikra pilagesh elokshi b'lo kiddushin. Pilagesh has kiddushin? Kiksuba midivrei sofrim. Ksuba, according to many Rishonim, many Tanaim, is Drabanan. That's the difference between an Isha and a Pilegesh. Ksuba? Ksuba is only Drabanan. What, you have to say that Rashi is holding like the sheet of Ksuba Daraisa? They have to say that. So the Ramban, number one, logically cannot accept Rashi, and he says it's against the Gemara. We quoted in the past, there's a topic of a separate shiur. Rosenzweig has an article in one of the Beis Yitzchaks about, even if one says ksuba is drabanan, that only means the details of the ksuba. But the idea of ksuba and the commitment of the ksuba could even be daraisa. There are diyukim in the Rambam that seem to point at this. The Rambam says that ksuba is drabanan. That's what the Rambam holds. But if you look in the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, when the Rambam describes the mitzvah of marriage, the Rambam holds in the Koteret, Lisa Isha, Biksuba Vikidushin. Ksuba is Drabbanan. What's the Rambam throwing that in for? That's the mitzvah? Or Shaloti Boil Isha, Bilo Ksuba Vikidushin. That's the Isser. So again, what's the Rambam bringing Ksuba if he means it's Drabbanan? If he holds Drabbanan. So Rav Rosenzweig developed the idea, and many other rayas besides this Koteret, that maybe there's an idea of Ksuba that is Daraisa, even though the details of ksuba is drabanan. So it could be, maybe that's what Rashi is driving at. Right? If you want to say that the Rashi holds that Pilegesh has kiddushin, first of all, it brings Pilegesh much closer to an ishus than anything else. And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan was suggesting in the previous page, that even if you hold like Rashi, you can't say it's the regular type of marriage. That's what he doesn't want to say that. But again, if there's no ksuba, so maybe that already reflects a different type of relationship. Because a ksuba is about the commitment between a husband and a wife. And if you don't have that ksuba, even if you have kiddushin, that creates a context. But there's so much more that the ksuba represents. And without that, maybe that's a farashi, that's a chiddush in ksuba, and that's a chiddush in Pilagish. The way all the Mefarshim and Rashi deal with this, the Mizrahi, the Gur Aryeh, trying to figure out how exactly Rashi deals with this Gemara. Okay. Okay, just before we move on from Rashi, there is an amazing gra that I didn't give it to you, I thought of it recently. So the amazing gra that he mentioned this in a Parsha Shir in Tavshin Samach Tes, which is a couple of years ago, related to this Rashi. If you look at the Rashi on Pilakshin, this is just a total Derech Agav, but it's about this the sheet of Rashi that talks about Ksuba. The first part of that Rashi, back on page 6, Ha Pilakshim Chaser Ksiv, Shelo Haisa Ela Pilakesh Echad. Pilakshim is written Chaser. What does chaser mean? Rashi's girsa must not have had the yud in it, right, after the shin, before the mem. Chaser ksiv. Why? Because he really only had one pilagish. Hagar. Hagar, he ketura. Nasha, biksuba, pilagshin, beloksuba. Ask the gra. If he only had one pilagish, so why do you have the mem at the end at all? Just say pilagish. What's pilagshin? Just leave out the mem, not just leave out the yud. Question one. Second question asks the gra. Ksuba. Right, ksuba, right? The Pilagesh doesn't have a ksuba. Why do we call it a ksuba and not ksav? We call it ksuba with the vav and the hey. Just call it ksav. Two questions. Number one, why is there the mem there? And number two, why isn't it called ksav and not ksuba? Says the Gra, we know the Gemara tells us that a person is not allowed to live with his wife without a ksuba. He's fully married without a ksuba, but he's not allowed to live with his wife without a ksuba. And the question is, what's so important about the ksuba? Right? Let's say the woman says, don't worry, I believe you, you're gonna take care of me if something happens. What do you dafka need the ksuba for? So, says the Gra, we know another chazal, sota yutes, that the Shem Hashem has to be Bein Ish Leisha, right? Without the Shem Hashem, then it's just Ish, right? The Yud from the Ish and the Hey from the Isha, that is Shem Hashem. Ukedei lahashlim Shem Havaya, but Yud and Hey in the Isha, that's only half of Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yeah, the Yud and the Hey, so where's the Vav and the Hey? That's in the Ksuba. That's Ksuba, it's not called Ksav, it's called Ksuba, because you have the Vav and the Hay from Ksuba, and then you the Hay from the Isha. That's why it's called Ksuba, and that's why it's usher to live without a Ksuba, because without a Ksuba, you're only going to have half the name. Plag Shem. Pilag Shem, without the man, that's what Rashi says. Pilag Shem Chaser Ksiv, because he only had one Pilagesh. Ah, you're worried about why doesn't it call Pilagesh, why is it called Pilag Shem? Because Nashem Ksuba, Pilagesh below Ksuba. And that's what that's why without that there's less Shem Hashem there, and Nifran Me Hashem, Vavi Pilag Shem, as Zos Ratzta HaTorah, Lirmos Lanu. That is the Gra's amazing Ha'ara on the Rashi. Okay, back to our sugya. So we discussed the Shita of the Rambam. We discussed the Shita of Rashi, which moves it much closer to Ishus. Pilegesh in Tanakh. Again, there are many stories in Tanakh. We're not going to go through all of them. All the Rishonim on those stories discuss them. Just to mention one Shita. Pilegesh, the word Pilegesh appears 37 times in Tanakh. Just look at the Concordancia. It's not like I've been chazering. But in the Torah, Nachar has a Pilegesh, and Avram has a Pilegesh, and Yaakov. Right, Bilhah is called in one place Pilagesh. Sometimes Bilhah is called Amasa, sometimes Shivchasa. After Rachel died, she's called Pilagesh. Interestingly, after Rachel died, when Rachel was alive, she was an Amasa or a Shivcha, and once Rachel died, she's called Pilagesh. In Perek, where I wrote it down, and right later on after she died. So the question is, what happened? Does something change in the relationship after her master, meaning Rachel, dies? Either way, the question though is, according to the Rambam, right, just a lot of stories in Tanakh, but according to the Rambam, that only a melech is allowed to have a pilegesh, so again, this goes to the issue of Avos keeping the Torah before Matan Torah, but assuming that they kept the Torah, so the question is, how did they violate this iser? So you have to say, and this is what most Achronim say, just like we said, they were Megayer, the sisters, therefore he wasn't really married to sisters. We discussed that a little bit. But if you say, if you look in the Yamshel Shlomo on page 8, he says you have to say that he was Mekadish them. He was Mekadish them first. The Yesh Lomar, says the Yamshel Shlomo on page 8, the Pilegesh de Yaakov he bekidushin, v'chein asvar nosenes, me'achar shekulam hayu shavin beyichus. You don't find any pasuk that the children of the Shvachos had any less yichus. It must be they were only originally Shvachos. They were only originally Pilakshim. Svira leshavim lechol milo b'li safek. They got nachla. They're all perfect shvatim. B'li safek miachar sharab benevua shemitaso shlema latzis benu yud beishvatim. Once Yaakov saw that, yef shalomar ela shalacha bekidushin ubederach ishus. Maybe she was still doing service, but it's not that there wasn't an ishus here. So that's what the Yamshel Shlomo, the Machne, also says this in one place, that maybe he did kedushin. The other easy answer is that maybe Yaakov had the din of a melech, just like Moshe Rabbeinu had the din of a melech. Maybe Yaakov had the din of a melech. That's what some Achronim try to say as well. Either way, throughout Tanakh, David HaMelech's Pilakshim were lived with by Avshalom. So that was also a major discussion in Navi. Again, that's feel free to do the research and the look at the Rishonim and the Mefarshim on Navi. Let's get to some of the issues that come up in Pilakshus. Again, there are a lot. Let's just mention a couple of them. Number one, Bizman Hazeh. What do we say about Pilakshus Bizman Hazeh? So if you look at the Ramban for a moment, the Ramban is back on the first page. Back on the first page, the Kesem Mishnah quotes a Tshuva of the Ramban on the left side. Ramban b'Tshuva Kasav, de Pilegesh Muteres Lehedyot. The Ramban, by the way, argues on that Rambam beferish. Pilagish is mutter to a head yod maker adin, not just to a melech. Shari David nasa usa v'lo huska b'kasuv v'lo b'gemara hefresh b'melech lehead yod. Right, or raya by omission. Doesn't say anywhere, any chilukim. Umatzino gedoli Yisrael, nosim osa. Teifa bilegesh, kalev, the gidon shofa Yisrael. You find many in Tanakh that have a bilegesh. Therefore, it's mutter even to a hedyot. The Ramban, though, ends off at the end, not bismanazeh. Vibheyosha Ramban, sofa, shipilegesh, mederas lahedyot, kosav besofo, so tshuva lashoel, viatabim komcha, Tazhirei min apilegesh shim yedu haheter yiznu v'yifrotzu v'yavoh alein b'ni du son. Says the Ramban, no way bizman hazeh, they're just going to take advantage, they're going to think it's not a real marriage, they can do whatever they want with it. And therefore, says the Ramban b'feirish, it is aser. The Rama has 2 days about this in Hilchas Ishus. In Simen Chavav, the Rama quotes first, aval miyachid ilav isha. Alright, we'll start with the beginning of the sif. Eino isha nechshevas eishas ish, elai de kiddushin shidiskasha karoi. A woman is only an eishas ish if she had proper kiddushin. Avalim ba le derach znus, shalol l'shem kiddushin eino klum. People just live together without any kavana for kiddushin, and no eidim, and so there's nothing. Vafilo ba l'shem ishus, bein olav eina. Even l'shem marriage, if there are no witnesses, so then they're not married. Says the Rama, avalim miyachid ilav isha, vitoveles ilav, Yesh omrim shem mutter, fu pilegesh hamur batorah. Let's say they're miyachid each other, and she goes to the mikvah, she's not a nida, they're not married. So the Rama says, that's a pilegesh. The yesh omrim, according to Ravid, exactly. The yesh omrim she asur, the lokan alzem ishum lo tihye kedesha. Rambam. The Rama quotes both deus, but he quotes machlokas, Rambam, Ravid, related to whether we should rely on this bizman hazeh. Right, so anyway, generally, most achronim assume that even if earlier generations would have been matir, bizman hazeh, post Rabbeinu Gershom, it will definitely lead to more pritzus, and it is a problem. The one exception to the rule, and this is probably the most well-known source in all of the world of Pilegesh, is Rabbi Yaakov Emdin's radical tshuva. On the next couple of pages, I gave you most of the tshuva, where he is very pro-Pilegesh. Very pro-Pilegesh. He lumdicizes and he re-understands a lot of the Rishonim to say it's okay, it's mutter. I'll read you just some of the highlights where he says, let's go to the bottom left of page 11. Mashenkin bepilegesh imu yichadas laish o mushumeres lo lo neser ba yichem eolam kamosh lo neser meisha amuchletas ein chiluk bein zulazu meacher shestein mutaros lo. Very radical formulations of putting pilagshus very close to ishus. See what he just said? He just said they're both mutter, so why should there be a difference between them? Pilagash ein bechlal pnuya legamrei v'krova lios chashuva isha kamosha kasafti lael. This is as very close to being a woman. Very close to being a woman. And then he says, continuing on the next page, he also talks about the heter. He thinks it's not only mutter, but he thinks it's a good idea. It's a good idea. Venira on the right side, the azal basar ifcha, adarabah, meyakthana shari lehumar. You should allow it. Ki hechid leleis lidi yisura rabah, the koreis daraisa, people can't control themselves. Deino doma, mishiesh lo pas besalo, az lo yi luhutim kolkach achar harasuras, if people have, somebody has a pilegesh, they won't look elsewhere. Vechulu. Again, this is something that is against all other achronim. Shelos Yavit says it, but nobody should take this as a Lamaisa Heter, because it is it's against everybody else. Everybody else says, no, we have to live within our framework of marriage and make sure that we follow the halacha. But this is the discussion of Bizman Hazeh. What we could take out of the Shelos Yavis are just his formulations. In many of his formulations puts Pilagshus and his understanding very close to regular Ishus. He talks about it, I'm not going to read the whole piece, but he says says a number of points there. So number one place to look is Bizman Hazeh in terms of the... It's now, what are we doing? We're doing applications and nafgaminas, where one will look to know is Pilakshus closer to Ishus or closer to, let's say, something else. Maybe where Yiyud is, even though Yiyud itself is its own question. Number one is Bizman Hazeh. Number two, Kinyan. Is there a Kinyan Pilakshus? So we saw the Rambam holds there is a Kinyan. The Rambam holds there is a Kinyan, and it's muteris lo. The Ramban in that Shuvah that we just read says there's no Kinyan. There's just a Yichud. It's no real ishus. Again, that itself might be telling whether there's a kinyan, because kiddushin is defined as a kinyan. Three, gerushin. How does one leave a relationship of pilagshus? That's a good question. Says the Lecha Mishnah. Lecha Mishnah asks that Chazal say that David HaMelech could not marry Avishag from Malachim Aleph Perek Aleph. Avishag HaShunamis. Couldn't marry, because he already had his fill of wives. So the Achronim are bothered. Why couldn't he just get rid of one? Says the Lecha Mishnah. He helps Malachim on the bottom. Perek Gimel. Mikol makom kasha ksas l'divrei Rabbeinu lama lo nasa David et Avishag shahari eser hapilagshim kfar pirish mehen. The Rambam shita is that the pilagshim are included in the 18. We'll get back to that hopefully. So the David HaMelech was already porish from all these pilagshim achar shebal lehem Avshalom, because Avshalom had already been with them. So David HaMelech wasn't with them anymore. So he was down to 8. V'kivon shapirish mehen avikilu girshon. Once he was porish from them, isn't that a divorce? After all, what's marriage for a pilagish? Coming together. So what's divorce? Just separating. So why couldn't he marry Avishag? The Lecha Mishnah has two fascinating opinions. Number one, he says, go to the next column, on the second line, V'yishlomar, to mikom makom. Well, read the first line first, finishing the question. To the pilagish ain't slak gerushin, dein lo bakidushin, ela yichud ba'alma. Answer one, V'yishlomar, to mikom makom zehave Kgerushin lahotzia kedelika chacheres. He still has to do something to be motzi them. If they're still sitting in their house, even if he's being porish from them, that's not good enough. I mean, according to that first day, it sounds like you really need something. You really need a gerushin, some type of gerushin, some type of hotzaa mirushuso. The yasmi beso, and you didn't have that here. So therefore, there was nothing that he couldn't marry her at this moment. That he quotes, "Kushi Rishona Yeshlomar, Kivan da Pilakshim Hayut Sruros, Velo Hayo Yecholas Linase La Acher, Havakiilu Agidibe." These are the Pilakshim of a king. If they're Pilakshim of a king, then they can't marry anybody else. What you need for the Gerushin, says the Lecha Mishnah, what you need for the Gerushin of a pilegesh is some type of sign that shows that they're not connected to this person anymore. Meaning, maybe if they're going to somebody else, if they get married, unless you do something that's objective, then they're still called agid gabe. Just look at an expansion of this on the next page. If you look in the Sefer Likutim on this Lecha Mishnah, in the back of the Frankel, he quotes beautifully. He says on the bottom, lo kasha, five lines up. To kivan to pilegeshi below ksuba below kiddushin el biyichud ba'alma kivan shekfar yichuda ein lo takana lagarsha ela kishayase maisa tamura she'ein lo chafitz ba'od kol yemei olam. You got to do something to break it. It's so weak that it needs an act to break it. Kugon shetaser lo keaser pilagshim o she'ein lo chafitz ba'od kol yemei olam. I'm sorry, I skipped. These pilakshim were stuck because nobody else could live with them because they were with David HaMelech. The koshin yocholasos maisa tamura she yigarshena ein lo gerushin ba. They can never be nisgarish. Bishlama beisha mikudeshes haget beisha mikudeshes haget hu horaas hakidushin hagerushin aval bepilegesh she ein ba kidushin. Its weakness, right, makes it so, almost impossible to divorce. But again, this is another area that we see the relationship between pilakshus and ishus. So we have Bizman Azeh, we have Kinyan versus Isser. We have, is gerushin possible? Again, just to mention some of the other issues to look in. Havchana, does one need to wait 3 months after a separation from a pilegesh, like we have by a regular ishus? Are they included in the 18 wives? That is a machlokas rishonim, whether they're included or not. The Pasuk Dibar Yamim said that Rechavam had 18 wives and 60 pilagshim. So obviously there was a clear chilek between that. But again, it's another area to look. The Chiyuv of Ona, the Isser of Krovos. Wait, is it Nechlal in the Cherem Bino Gershom to have a Pilagesh? That's a Otsra Poskim quotes all the Shitas related to that. Either way, these are some of the issues related to Pilagesh, but again, the emphasis is the original, the Shita of the Rambam, the Shita of Rashi. That's the Machlokas. What exactly is Pilagesh? What does the word Pilagesh mean? And Tanakh issues, and these are some of the areas to look in to know whether Pilagesh is close to Ishus or a new category further from Ishus. Again, Yud is the next year that we could have in terms of how do you look at Yud, but anyway, these are the areas, the two quasi-cases of Ishus to look in. Okay, we'll stop here.